You are listening to TLRStation.com.
Welcome to the Sugar Talk and More radio show, where you can learn how to kick the sugar and cravings, control your weight, increase your energy, and avoid chronic health issues, featuring your host, Kathy Orman, certified health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. Kathy inspires individuals to improve their health and reach their health goals through simple, sustainable lifestyle changes through the principles of nutrition, whole foods, and healthy living. And now, here's your host, health coach Kathy Orman.
Hi, and welcome to Sugar Talk and More. I'm your host, Kathy Orman. Our topic today is the invisible cornerstone, that is, of vibrant health. Now, you're probably wondering, what is the cornerstone of vibrant health that she's going to be talking about? Well, specifically, we're going to talk about protein. We're going to tell you what protein is and why protein is the invisible cornerstone of vibrant health. We'll talk about how much protein you require and three overall healthiest sources of protein. And then before we're done, we will give you two simple steps that you can take to ensure that you are getting enough protein in your diet every day. So let's jump in. It's a big topic. Protein is something we hear a lot about from personal trainers, from nutritionists, and from fitness enthusiasts. We hear so much about high-protein diets, low-protein diets, and protein shakes. But what exactly is protein, and what is all that fuss about? Well, the fact is that protein really is a big deal. And I'll explain that statement in just a moment. First, let's look at what protein actually is. Protein can be defined as large molecules made up of one or more chains of amino acids. Well, that definition doesn't really sound very impressive to you or me, probably. But the reality is that protein forms a main part of the structure of all of the cells in your body, including your hair, your skin, your nails, your muscles, and all your organs. So that's a pretty big deal. In other words, protein is the nutrient that is absolutely necessary for your body's growth and maintenance. So that actually makes it truly the invisible cornerstone of vibrant health. What specific function does protein actually have? Well, protein has so many functions, and it affects almost every aspect of your body. All of its functions are actually what makes it the invisible cornerstone of vibrant health. Here are some of the most important functions. It helps to form blood cells. Protein plays a role in proper functioning of our antibodies. Protein's a building block for body tissue. It forms a part of our bone structure. It's a major component of our neurotransmitters. Protein replicates DNA. It regulates enzymes and hormones. Protein's a catalyst for metabolic reactions within our cells. And it helps transport molecules from one location in the body to another. So how do these functions actually translate to you? Well, in order for us to really realize how important protein is, we really have to relate this to you and to me. Otherwise, it's just information. So let's look at each function more closely to see how it actually relates to your health and your vibrancy. So let's start with the first one. Protein helps form blood cells. Well, our blood is actually the lifeline of every organ in our body. You need enough healthy blood cells to carry oxygen and nutrients throughout your body. Protein helps with proper functioning of antibodies. Well, that means that our immune system is healthy when we have protein, and with a healthy immune system, we're able to resist infections, colds, flus, any of those kind of viruses or bacteria that are around that you can get from the grocery store lineup when you're talking to people, any of those things. Our bodies are strong and healthy. Protein is part of the structure of body tissue. Well, that's really crucial for the maintenance and repair of tissue, including all our muscles, our skin, our hair, every organ in our body. So without protein, your body really has a difficult time healing from surgery or from any injury. Protein forms a part of bone structure. Well, of course, our bones give us a form and a shape. Without our bones, we'd be kind of a little bit like jelly. So having protein helping with the bone structure, it gives us the structure that we need to move and do everything we want to do. And bones also act as a mineral bank for our body. But that's a whole nother topic for another day. So protein is a major component of neurotransmitters. Well, the neurotransmitters enable our nerve cells to send messages and receive messages. So without the neurotransmitters, we couldn't send and receive messages to and from our brain. So things really wouldn't work very well. Protein replicates DNA. This means that before a cell can actually reproduce, it must replicate or make a copy of its DNA, and protein is crucial in that process. Protein regulates enzymes and hormones. Well, enzymes and hormones affect so many systems in our body, and so the protein helps those systems work properly by having the enzymes and the hormones keep everything working together. It's a whole system. Protein is one component of that. Protein is a catalyst for metabolic reactions within our cells. So what does that really mean? Well, our cells are the basis of our body, and protein is necessary for the chemical reactions that take place in your cells all day long, every day, so that you can live. Protein helps transport molecules from one location in the body to another. Well, that's pretty self-explanatory, but it's really referring to the transportation of nutrients and vitamins throughout your body. That's pretty important because the organs need nutrition. And there's a couple of other functions I didn't mention before. One of them is that protein plays a role in digestion. Protein slows down the digestion of carbohydrates. And that means that the carbohydrates turn to blood sugar more slowly so that there are less blood sugar issues. So that's helpful for everybody, but it's particularly helpful for people who are pre-diabetic or diabetic. Protein also helps you eat less. How does that work, you're probably wondering. Well, protein slows down the digestion of the food so you feel fuller longer, or you feel more satisfied for a longer time between meals or between a snack and a meal. So it does actually help you to eat less food. So what happens if you have too much protein? Well, too much protein can lead to bone loss, kidney disease, high cholesterol, and heart problems. And on the flip side of that coin, what happens if you don't have enough protein? Well, not enough protein can cause stunted physical growth. It can cause wasting of muscles. You can have anemia, or you could even have poor brain development. So that's how important protein really is. It's so important in everything we do. But that brings us to another question. How much protein do you actually need? And it's a very important question, and sometimes there's a bit of controversy around this. But how much protein you need actually depends on three factors. It depends on your age, it depends on your health status, and it depends on your activity level. So when it comes to health status, people who are recovering from physical trauma or illness will probably need a bit more protein to help the body heal. The general requirement for a healthy sedentary adult is a minimum of 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight, and that's every day. So every day, a healthy, ordinary adult would need 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of their body weight. So let's translate that into real numbers. So for a person who weighs 54, 55 kilograms, something like that, that's about 120 pounds, they would require at least 43.5 grams of protein per day. For somebody who's a little bit heavier, in the 68 kilogram range or about 150 pounds requires at least 55 grams of protein per day. Now keep in mind that some groups of people do need a bit more protein. Athletes, for instance, require more protein because they're building muscle. So the protein goes right to their muscles. Pregnant or breastfeeding women require more protein because they are feeding a fetus or a child. Children and infants are growing at a tremendously fast rate, and so they require more protein as well. The other group that requires more protein is adolescents. Now, adolescents are growing, but they're also going through a lot of changes within their body regarding hormones and that sort of thing. So protein is really, really important for them because, remember, protein is part of what helps the enzymes and hormones in your system. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll have a word from our sponsor. When we come back, I will tell you about the different types of protein, particularly animal protein versus plant protein. We'll talk about the three overall healthiest sources of protein. And then before the end of the program, I will give you two simple steps that you can take to ensure you're getting enough protein in your diet every day. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Kathy Orman of Kathy Orman Health Coaching. I'd like to tell you about a book I just wrote. It's called The Sugar Switch. It's all about the mechanism inside our body that controls our sugar. The Sugar Switch teaches how to use the power of nutrition to control your sugar switch for better health, better energy, weight loss without the traditional weight loss diet, and so that you can look good and feel great. My website is www.kathyorman.com. That's CathyOrmon.com. And I can be reached by phone at 403-453-4452.
Have you dreamed of being a host of your own radio show and taking your business and story to a wider audience? Tenacious Living Radio is the platform to make your dreams a reality. Contact us at tlrstation.com.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about protein and what it is. We were talking about the many functions that protein has, which make it the invisible cornerstone of your vibrant health. And we were talking about how much protein you require. So now we're going to jump into the kinds of protein and the overall healthiest sources of protein. So there are two kinds of protein. There's complete protein and incomplete protein. Complete protein is sometimes referred to as high-quality protein. Complete protein comes from protein sources that contain all the amino acids required to build new proteins. Meat, eggs, and fish are complete proteins. Incomplete protein is sometimes referred to as low-quality protein, and it comes from protein sources that are missing one or more essential amino acids. And the reason they're called essential is because the body does not produce them. The body has to get them from food. So incomplete protein is missing one or more essential amino acids. Many of the fruits, grains, nuts, and vegetables are incomplete proteins. Legumes, on the other hand, are more complete than whole grains and cereals, even though they're still an incomplete protein. So there, two protein sources can be combined to form a complete protein, and this is referred to as complementary protein. So an example of this would be beans and rice. So there's also animal protein and vegetable protein. People often ask, which is better? But actually, there's pros and cons to each, and they are different. So let's start with animal protein. Now, important to note that animal protein and vegetable protein do the same job in your body. There isn't any difference as to what the effect it has on your body. But what animal protein has in it is saturated fat. And animal protein also contains vitamin B12. And vitamin B12 is very important for the nervous system. So that might be something that vegetarians may want to take note of, because everybody needs vitamin B12. And the other thing about animal protein is that it does not contain fiber. So that's animal protein. So let's look at vegetable protein. Again, vegetable protein has the very same overall effect on your body as animal protein. So the job it does isn't any different. Vegetable protein has no saturated fat. Vegetable protein does contain fiber. And not all vegetable protein sources are complete proteins. And the other thing about vegetable protein is that it does not contain vitamin B12, the nerve vitamin. So that's the difference. Animal protein, saturated fat. Vegetable protein, no saturated fat. That's the biggie. So, can vegetarians get enough protein from plant sources? Absolutely, they can get enough protein. Vegetarian sources of protein include legumes, seeds, nuts, grains, and vegetables. And keep in mind that it's always the best thing to eat a variety of vegetable protein foods in order to get enough protein. And as I was mentioning before, vegetarians also need to be aware of vitamin B12. If they're strictly vegetarian and they don't have any animal sources of protein at all, they may need to take a B vitamin supplement to get the vitamin B12. And it's very important for the nerves. So let's talk about the three overall healthiest sources of protein. Now, keep in mind that there isn't one best source of protein. Some proteins are healthier than others, but by consuming a variety of protein sources, that will help you have the best protein. There are, however, some healthier proteins than others. And some of the medical experts actually think, or they say that there are three overall healthiest sources. So let's look at each one and why they are considered healthiest. The first one is poultry and fish. And poultry and fish have much lower levels of saturated fat than red meat, than beef and pork and lamb. So less saturated fat is always a good thing in the medical terms, in the medical doctor's eyes. And fish, big benefit of fish is that it contains omega-3 fatty acids. And that's very helpful to the body because they are anti-inflammatory. So the second overall healthiest source of protein is nuts and seeds. So nuts and seeds contain lots of vitamins and minerals which might not actually be found in meat. And again, one exception is that nuts and seeds don't contain vitamin B12. But nuts and seeds do contain fiber, so that makes them very healthy as well. The third overall healthiest source of protein is beans and legumes. And again, they contain lots of vitamins and minerals which may not be found in meat. And they also contain fiber as well as protein. So those are the three overall healthiest sources of protein. So now we come down to the very most important part of today's program, the two simple steps that you can take to ensure that you're getting enough protein. Are you ready? There's only two steps, but they're good. So you might want to write these down. So the first step is grocery shopping. When you go grocery shopping, buy a variety of protein sources. So what you need to look at is a limited amount of red meat. We do need some red meat because of the vitamin B12 that I've been talking about. It's very important. It's not available in vegetables. You can add some chicken or some turkey to your shopping cart because that's a healthy source of protein. Just make sure it's not the deep fried chicken or the breaded chicken because that's not so healthy. So if it's just skinless chicken or turkey, that's great. Lots of fish. Add lots of fish to your cart. Fish is very healthy. And there is all sorts of kinds of fish out there. There's tuna, there's mahi-mahi, tilapia, barramundi, which is sea bass. And there's also the cold water fish that contain lots of omega-3s, which is salmon, sardines, mackerel, and halibut. And there's huge amounts of ways to prepare it. You can cook it and put it in a salad. You can stir fry it. You can barbecue it. You can grill it. There's just no end of things you can do to fish, you know, to make it really nice. So the next protein source you can put into your shopping cart is legumes. There's lots of legumes out there. There's lentils, chickpeas, kidney beans, black beans, and they are so versatile. You can make soups, stews, salads. You can actually even put black beans into healthy baked goods like a black bean brownie. I have a recipe on my website for black bean brownie. And then there's nuts and seeds, walnuts, almonds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, ground flax seeds, hemp hearts. And seeds make great snacks, and you can also sprinkle them on top of your healthy cereal in the morning, or you could sprinkle them on top of your salad for lunch or dinner, or you could even put them into a green smoothie. So that's our very first step, is grocery shopping and lots of protein in your cart. The second step, this is really important, is to have a balanced diet with balanced meals and snacks. So what you need every day is three meals and at least two snacks that are balanced and that incorporate protein into every meal and snack. And the benefits of this, protein will slow down the digestion of the carbohydrates, so it keeps your blood sugar balanced. Protein also, in slowing down the digestion, keeps you feeling satisfied longer so that you eat less. And that can kind of put the damper on impulse eating, which is a great thing. By having balanced meals and snacks, your body is going to get the nutrition it needs at intervals throughout the day. It gives you energy, it helps your body build new tissue, it helps your body repair damaged tissue, and it keeps all your systems working properly, and that gives you energy. So let's just recap some of the things we've been talking about. Let's just recap the three overall healthiest sources of protein. And remember that there isn't one best source. It's a lot better to have lots of sources of protein to get the protein you need than it is to try and get the right protein from one source. So there are three overall healthiest sources. The first one is poultry and fish, and that's because there's less fat, saturated fat, and the fish have omega-3s. Second one is nuts and seeds, and again, there's lots of vitamins and minerals that may not be in meat or animal sources. So remember that vitamin B12 is not in nuts and seeds. So there's also beans and legumes. That's the third one. And again, lots of vitamins and minerals that may not be in animal sources. And there is fiber as well as protein in beans and legumes. So let's recap about the two steps you can take to ensure that you're getting enough protein. The first one is the all-important grocery shopping. So you need to make sure that you're getting a variety of protein sources when you shop. There's red meat that you can put in your cart, chicken and turkey that's skinless, lots of fish. There's all sorts of kinds of fish out there. There's all kinds of legumes. There's lentils, chickpeas, kidney beans, black beans. They're so versatile. And then there's nuts and seeds. There's walnuts, almonds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, ground flax seeds, hemp hearts. They're all very, very healthy. So when you're shopping, think about variety. Think about getting all sorts of different things. And try something new. Try something you haven't tried before. If you find a new type of fish that you haven't tried, go for it. Give it a try and see how it goes. The second step is to have balanced meals and snacks. Very important for everybody. And why is it so important? Because we need to incorporate protein into every meal and every snack. And protein will slow down the digestion of your food. It will help you have energy in all your body systems all day long at intervals. And it will help you eat less. So those are all really, really good reasons to have balanced meals and balanced snacks. The other thing that balanced meals and balanced snacks does is it gives your body nutrition at intervals, which your body needs. If you had one meal a day that contained protein, probably would work out okay in the end, but it's much better for your body to feed your organs and your systems at intervals so that there's continuous energy. If you only had one meal of protein every day, by the time the end of the day came, your organs and your systems would be looking for more food, seriously. So having it at intervals is a great thing. It helps your body build new tissues, it repairs damaged tissues, and it keeps everything working just the way you want it. So if you're struggling with maintaining a balanced diet that supports your health and fits your lifestyle, working with a health coach can really benefit you. I've written a book called The Sugar Switch, and I have a very popular health coaching program called Flip the Sugar Switch Off. Both the book and the program are designed to guide you, the client, to have a balanced whole foods diet and a healthy lifestyle that works for you. My clients gain knowledge about nutrition. They build confidence in making healthy choices that nourish and support their health and their lifestyle. They successfully gain energy, lose weight, look good, and feel great. And ultimately, they improve their health immensely. So if you're wanting to make changes in your health and your lifestyle so that you look good and feel great, you need to contact me for your free health coaching session. So you can go to my website, www.kathyorman.com. That's www.kathyorman.com. Or you can call me at 403-453-4452. That's our show for today. Next week, we're going to talk about the best way to power your lifestyle. Thanks for joining me. Have a fabulous and healthy week. Bye now.
Thank you for joining Sugar Talk and More. Are you interested in learning more about ways to kick the sugar, eliminate the cravings, increase your energy, and avoid common chronic health issues? Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Contact Kathy at www.kathyorman.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.